Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So we on. Yes, yes, yes. Daylight savings time. That's what they call it. Yeah. So you might have gotten the message like 50-something minutes, an hour or so, but that was all about daylight savings time. So this might be a little tighter and a shorter podcast right here. You know, time has gone back 1 hour, you know, 1 hour. So here, you know, link to your friends. But it's all about the Gregorian calendar. Before we ride up, I want you to hear this right here. Yes, I.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar, see? And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
I love
think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living.
Fight. full of black food, talking that eat up the plants in the bed, but the bones stop anyway. Why do you say that? So many say they must be an early mail order from the DA. Guaranteed, don't matter what you need, walk on your tiptoes. Those I know, those better stay away from those that carry our own firehouse. Keep up, he knows, what those plain clothes. They don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Well, hang around a inkwell, things fell hard to tell if anything don't sell. Fire, get bar, get back, right rail, get Jason Bell, don't stop you, don't fail. Oh, seed, you're gonna get eat by users, teachers, seek time losers, hang around faces. Girl by the whirlpool, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, watch your buck meter. Get born, keep warm, girls, come learn to dance. Get dressed, get blessed, try to be a success. Please learn to please me, baggy, don't see low stuff, please. 20 years schooling, I'm the food and the day shit. So look out, kid, they keep it all lead. You come off on the dog, don't like yourself or fire yourself. Wear your sandals, like a five of candles. You wanna be a bum, get yourself a gun. The prop don't work, cause the bandit is the under.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day, and I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you, dear. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart begins to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two.
I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify the dread. I'm alone. Oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
In these times, no, no, the living ain't easy. In these times,
stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaChadash. Baruch Atah Adonai Notain Habarit HaChadash. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan. Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 4, Wayera, and he appeared. From Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38, Luke chapter 24, verse 36 through 53, and 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 11. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Luke chapter 1, the Annunciation, verse 26, Kaf Wow, verse 27, Kaf Zain, verse 28, Kaf Chet. Vayehi b'chodesh ha-shishi, vayishlach ha-Elohim et Gabriel ha-malak Galila el ir achat ushma Nazaret el betula morasha leish asher shmo Yosef mi beit David v'shem ha-betula Miriam vayaboa ha-malak ha-chad ra Vayomer aleha, shalom lak, eshet chen, yahwa imak, baruka at banashim. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from Ha Elohim to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, Yahweh is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with Ha Elohim. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Yeshua, Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called Bein Elyon, Son of the Highest. And Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God, shall give to him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary to the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of Elyon of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that is born of thee shall be called Bein Ha Elohim, the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with Ha Elohim nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of Yahweh, be it to me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 24, to the 10, verse 36, Lamed Wow, verse 37, Lamed Zain, verse 38, Lamed Chet. Odam medabrim kadbarim ha'ele, ve Yeshua atzmu amad betokam,
Vayomer aleihem, shalom lakem. Wehema chatu venibatu vayachishbu ki ruach hem roim. Vayomer aleihem, ma lakem. Ki tibahelu we lamat alena machashabot bil babkim. And as they thus spake, Yeshua himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Shalom lakem, peace to you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit has not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he shewed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said to them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said to them, These are the words that I spake to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled that were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. The commission to evangelize, and said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Mashiach, it behooved Christ, to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. The ascension of Yeshua HaMashiach. The ascension of Jesus Christ. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing Ha Elohim, praising and blessing God. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, Galet, verse 5, hey. Ki lochas Elohim al hamalakim asher hatau ki im horidam likitzbe harim vayaskirem bekable ofel leshamaram lamishpat vegam al hadorot harishonim lochas vayishmor rak et noach kore hatzelik veshba imo bahabiyahu et hamabul al-dor ha-rashayim. For if Elohim spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved to judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an ensample to those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with their filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Yahweh knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise dominion. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, Whereas angels that are greater in power and might bring not railing accusations against him before Yahweh. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Lagintu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakermawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
I don't come to bow, you know, I come to conquer. I don't come to bow, I come to conquer. My home is always where I am. My home is in my head. My home is what I think about. Or I try to set my mind in the thinking that I think. That is my home. My home is not a material home or somewhere out there. You know, my woman on my head.
We refuse to be what you wanted us to be. We are what we are. That's the way. Thank you.
Yeah, Shema Yisrael, yeah, Gevir. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Teitzein, Psalm XVI, Psalm 16. Happiness through Elohim, happiness through the true good, happiness through the true God, Yahuwah Jehovah. The psalmist and Ionized portion, Ionized portion in life and liberty, and deliverer, I liverer in death. Today's daily song, Mizmor Teitzein. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Give ear, hear, Midrash, study, Midrash, on today's daily psalm. Happiness through Elohim, happiness through Elohim. Mizmor Teit Zain, Mikatam, Lit Dawi, Shamreini El, Ki Chasiti Avak, keep me, keep I, O Elohim. Shamreini El, Shamreini, keep me, guard, protect, hedge about, Shamreini El, true good, true God El, Shamreini El, Ki Chasiti Vak, Ki Chasiti Vak. For I have taken refuge, ki chasiti bak. Or some enunciate as ki chasiti vak. I have taken refuge, vak, in the eye. Firstly, foremostly, in this midrash on Mizmor Teit Zain, on the midrash on Psalm XVI, Psalm 16, Miktam of David, Miktam le David, a Miktam of David, here found in the superscription, today's daily psalm. The superscription in verse 1 in the Hebrew is one verse, is the Aleph, the first verse. Miktam le Dawi, Shamreini El, Ki Chasitiva, Miktam of David. There are some of the rabbinites, some of the rabbis, the scholars of Torah and the Hebrew scriptures who say that Miktam is compounded of two words, is a compounded word, Miktam. What is a Miktam? Some of the scholars of Torah and the scriptures, and here the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, say that Miktam is compounded of two words which describe David, which describe David, which describe David. Mak, we have the word mak, meek, and tam, undefiled, perfect, not blemished, tam. It says that Yaakov, that Jacob was a plain man. Tam, miktam, maktam, maktam, meek and undefiled. And there are others who derive miktam from ketem. You have the word ketem. The ketem is fine gold, ketem. And say that miktam of David, miktam le David, means a golden psalm, a golden composition, a golden psalm of David, of David, of the well-beloved. Miktam le David. Shamreini El. Keep I, O El. O El, true good, true God. O Hael, Hael, the true good, the true God. Here, Shamreini El. Keep I. That is, protect I from evil, from Ra'a and Ra'ra. Keep I, protect I, hedge I about. Shamreini. Here is a general prayer, word of prayer, from a trusting nefesh, psyche, soul. Not a cry so much for help in a situation or circumstance of danger. Shamreini El. Ki Chasiti Vak, For I have taken refuge in thee, Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai ata, Torati bal aleka. I have said to the Lord, I have said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou, the I, are Adonai. Amarit la Yahuwah, Adonai ata, Adonai ata, Adonai ata, Adonai the I have no good but in the I. Ovati, 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 Bala Aleka, in the I male. Ovati, Bal Aleka. The phrase, thou art Adonai, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Adonai, my Lord, my sovereign, Ata, the I male, is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere. The earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they that dwell therein, they who dwell in her. Hence, here, the sages, a man embezzles from Elohim whenever he makes use of the world without a baraka, without a blessing. For only affirmations of Elohim's sovereignty can release the earth's fullness, all the fullness thereof, all her fullness to man's use. The earth is Yahuwah's, is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they who dwell in her. Rav Abahu said, the verse, lest the fullness of the seed which thou hast sown be forfeited, together with the increase of the vineyard, with the increase of the vineyard. In Deuteronomy 22:9 implies that this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. And by what means may it be redeemed for man's use? By baraka, or by blessing, Jehovah. And the proof, Rav Simeon ben Lakish cited Psalm 16:2. I have said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, I Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai ata. That is, when you are eating and you bless Yahuwah Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Elohim says, my good shall not be held against thee. My good, Tovati, Bala, Aleka, my good shall not be held against thee. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things, the good things you ate and eat. Or Ovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, my good shall be brought to the eye. Male, Ovati Bal Aleka, that is, none but good things, but good things shall be brought to you, and they shall abide with you. Or Tovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, I shall wear out all good things upon thee. That is, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. Rav Aha taught, what did Elohim mean by saying, Tovati Bal Aleka, I have no good but for thee. I have no good, Tovati Bal Aleka, but for thee, I, Aleka. He meant, Whenever I bring a good thing, into the world, I bring it for none but you, for no one but you. The words Baal Aleika are read here as Billa Adeka, as in the verse, and but for thee, the I, Billa Adeka, shall no man lift up his hand, in Genesis 41, verse 44. Another comment on Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata. I have said to Jehovah, thou art Adonai Adonai, my sovereign. Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, Ribona Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, Universal Sovereign. Though I am Melek, I am King, Negus, I set thee, the I, as King, as Melek, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over me, over I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One, blessed be He, answered, I do not yet regard goodness as firmly fixed in the eye. My good is not in the eye. Tovati Baal Aleka. In whom then is my goodness firmly fixed? Only in the Isla, in the Holy, that are in the earth. As for the holy that are in the earth, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Ahema, only in the Kedoshim, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Ahema, only in the Kedoshim that are in the earth, in the earthly plane. Psalm 16, verse 3, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle of One, blessed be He, does not call the righteous man holy, set apart, until he is laid away in the earth. Why not? Because the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara'a, keeps pressing him. And so Elohim does not put his trust in him in this world till the day of his death. So too Shlomo Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7 and 20, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not offer. That Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will not call a righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth, is what is meant by the holy, the Kedoshim, Likadoshim, Asher Ba'aret Hema, what is meant by the holy that are in the earth. Even the patriarchs were not called Kedoshim, holy ones, until they were laid away in the earth. For it is said in Job 15:15, behold, he putteth no trust in his holy ones, his set apart ones. When did Elohim show that he had put his trust in them? When he said to Moshe, to Moses, when he said to Moses in Exodus 32 and 13, go and gather the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, together, and say to them, Yahuwah Jehovah, the Elohim of your patriarchs, your fathers, the Elohe Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov, here in Exodus 3:16, it was upon these that Moshe, that Moses leaned when he prayed in Exodus 32 and 13. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants.
Exodus 32:13. Rav Phineas said, had the patriarchs, the fathers, in their lifetime desired their abode to be in Shemaim, in heaven, they could have had their wish. Nonetheless, until they died, yea, until their tombs above them were sealed with the top stone, even they were not called Edoshim, holy ones. Rav Aha Bar Papa had taught, what is meant by the verse in Job 24:22? He draweth away the mighty also by his power. He draweth away the mighty also by his power. It means that the Yetzer Hara'a, the inclination to evil, by its power draws even the mighty away. Who are they? The generations of Enosh, or Enosh, the generations of Enosh, the generation of the flood, the generation that saw the dispersion of the races of humanity, of mankind, and the people of Sodom, And so it is said that even if a righteous man riseth up, he trusteth not in the living. That is to say, as long as the righteous is among the living, Elohim trust him not. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua atavotam achira maharu. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua atavotam atavotam. Yerubua atavotam. Now, this multiply sorrow for all the children of men, all the children of Adam, of humanity, saying to them in Genesis 3:17, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And also in Genesis 3:16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy travail. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribona shel ha'olamin, master of the universe, of the universe, thou didst multiply sorrows even for the patriarchs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idle one, the blessed be he, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood? Verse 4, today's daily psalm, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. Balasik nisakehema midam ubalesai eta shemotam Allah sifatai. What is meant by this? Here, Elohim refers to the traditional practice described in a Mishnah, which reads, quote, upon the lower half of the ramp of the altar, on the west side thereof, Kohanim priests placed portions of the lamb that was offered up and salted them. Then, leaving the ramp, the Kohanim, the priest, went back to the chamber of hewn stone there to recite the Shema, Another comment on their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua at avotam. David said, quote, thou didst multiply sorrow for the generation who in a time of persecution died to hallow, to set apart thy name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than blood? Bala Sika Nisa Kehem Midam? In verse 4, that is translated elsewhere, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. The blood of those who died to hallow, to set apart my name. The Hashem is of more worth to me, to I, than all ritual offerings. Rav Lewi, taught in the name of Rav Ibbi, suffering is divided into three portions. One, the patriarchs and all the generations of men took. One, the generation that lived in the time of Hadrian's persecution took. And one, the Lord Messiah will take. What did they use to do to the generation that lived under Hadrian's persecution? They fetched iron balls, brought them in a white heat, and put them into the armpits of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, who were thus slowly done to death. Or they fetched sharpened reeds and drove them under the nails of the Bnei Yisrael, under the nails of the sons of Yisrael. And in these ways, they died for the hallowing, the holying, the setting apart of the Hashem, of the name. Yerubu Atzobotam Achir Maharu Balasik Nisukehem Midam. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu Atzobotam. Another comment. Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the men who hasten to come into thy door and delay their departure thence, there, for them thou hast multiplied sorrows. Any one of these men, when commanded, quote, pour a libation to another and other God and other Elohim, would answer, I will not pour it. When commanded, bring offerings to another and other God, another Elohim, he would answer, I will bring no such offerings. Quote, drink a libation out of a wine, red glass, water, mere water. He would answer, I will not drink it. Make a vow in the name of an other God, another Elohim. He would answer, I will make no such vow, for Moshe Rabbeinu, our master, has charged us, charged I and I in Torato, his Torah. Make no mention of the name of other Elohim in Exodus 23 and 13. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Yahuwah Jehovah is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Balasika Nisakehem Amidam U Balasa Eta Shemotam Allah Sifatai Yahuwah Menata Chelkiya Wikosi. Psalm 16 verses 4 and 5. Thou layest upon me, upon I, my lot. Ata to mik gorali. Ata to mik gorali. Thou maintainest my lot. The I, ata, the I male layest upon me, my lot. Ata to mika gorali. Rav Yehuda, Judah, taught in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish that the Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of Israel, said, this was the portion laid upon me, upon I, at Sinai. Lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chevalim, Nafalu li. Banamim, the lines are falling to I in pleasant places. Psalm 16, verse 6. The lines are two. The written Torah, the written law, and the oral Torah, word, sound, and power Torah. Chevalim, Nafluli, Banamim. Lines are falling to I in pleasant places. Rav Phineas taught, the lines are falling to I in pleasant places. It means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, when thou the eye didst divide by lot the portions for the nations and nationalities of the world, my lot fell in pleasant places. Bana Amin. Nafluli, fallen for me, Chevalim, the lines, Chevalim, Nafluli, Banaimim, are fallen for I in pleasant places. For the scripture says in Deuteronomy 32 and 8, when Elyon, the Most High, Elyon, divided to the nations the inheritance, and then goes on to say, Yahuwah, Jehovah's portion is Amo, is his people. Ya'ikob, Jacob, is the cord of his inheritance in Deuteronomy 32 and 9. As a man might say, such and such a woman fell to the lot of such and such a man. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afa nachlata shafra alai. Yay, I have a goodly heritage. Afa nachlata shafra alai means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, because I take delight in my heritage, the divine heritage, it is made goodly for me, for I, reading these words, the heritage of his goodliness, the heritage of his goodliness is upon I. Rav Yohanan took them to me as a reward for keeping the commandments. Elohim's kavod, kubr, is upon I. Evarek eti Yahuwah asher ye'atani. I will bless Jehovah who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Evarek eti Yahuwah asher ye'atani. I will bless Jehovah who has given I counsel. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins instruct me, my kidneys, my reins instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, kila yotai, instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. According to Rav Samuel Bar Nachman, this verse refers to Abraham, to Abraham. For Rav Samuel Bar Nachman used to say, no father taught Abraham, no master taught him. Then who taught him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Rav Simeon ben Yochai declared, this verse proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had provided Abraham with two reins that welled forth wisdom, chokmah, and bina, and understanding, overstanding. You can see for yourself that this is so. For when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, between the halves of a heifer to Abraham, Hakadosh Baruchu. Let Abraham see four things. Four things. HaTorah, the Torah, direction, instruction. HaHekal, the temple offerings, Korbanot. Gehenna, hell. Gehenna, and the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. And the proof that Elohim let allowed Abraham to see HaTorah is in Genesis 15 and 17. The words, a lamp of fire, passed between these pieces. Fire, clearly referring to Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, as in the verse in Jeremiah 23 and 29. Is not my word like as fire, isat. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see HaHekal offerings, the Korbanot, the words in Genesis 15 and 9, take me a heifer of 3 years old. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see Gehenna, the Gehenna, the words in Genesis 15 and 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, behold, a smoking furnace. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see the darkness, the disillumination, the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. Genesis 15 and 12 testifies with the words, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. For further commentary upon this matter, see I exposition of the first psalm. Hear to verse 8. Shewiti Yahuwah le negadia tamid ki mimini balai mot. I have set Jehovah always before I. Surely he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shewiti Yahuwah le negadia tamid. I have set Jehovah always before me. Kia miniya. Surely he is at my right hand. Balaimot. I shall not be moved. I have set Jehovah always and always before me. Shewiti Yahuwah le negadi tamid. Rav taught, in making a bracha, a blessing, a baraka, a man is required to say, Baruch atah Adonai, bless art thou Adonai, for a bracha wherein Hashem's name, Adonai's name, is not mentioned, is no bracha. As scripture says here in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set Yahuwah always before I. Shawiti Yahuwah le negadi before I tamid always. Both Rav Zera and Rav Yehuda taught a bracha, a blessing, wherein Elohim's kingship is not mentioned, is no bracha. A blessing wherein Jah's kingship is not mentioned is no blessing. For it is said, I will extol thee, I, Elohai, Melakai, oh, my Elohim, my King. Rav Rakaya commented, what you say applies only to blessings, such as the blessings over fruit, or the blessings, the bracha, the brakot, or at the performance of commandments. In general worship, however, as long as a man mentions the Hashem of Elohim, he has done his duty. Surely he is at my right hand. Kia mimi. I shall not be moved. Bala emot. Psalm 16 verse 8. This verse proves that setting matters right according to the precepts of Torah, according to the precepts of Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, was always David's concern. Thus, like this, though all the kings of the east and of the west were seated in their glory before David, he was not ashamed even when abortions were brought before him, but would examine them and say, this one was a male, or that one was a female. Quote, the mother of this one should regard herself as unclean for 40 days, or the mother of that one should regard herself as unclean for 80 days, end quote. It was of such matters that he said, even of thy tokens for ritual purification, I speak before kings and am not ashamed, in Psalm 119, verse 46. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. Lakein samach libi v'yagel kovodi. Therefore my heart is glad. Lakein samach libi. Samach libi. Lakein. Therefore lakein. Therefore samach libi. Therefore my heart is glad. V'yagel kovodi. And my glory, kavodi, rejoiceth. Vayagel kavodi. Psalm 16, verse 9. Rav Abahu commented, at the very moment that small-minded man proposed to make use of kavod, of kubr, of glory, it is removed from them. Another comment, therefore my heart is glad, glad in words of Ha Torah, Lakin, Samach Libi, glad in the words, Devarim of Ha Torah, and my glory rejoiceth, Vayagel Lakovodi, rejoiceth in the Lord, Ha Adon Moshiach, in the Lord Messiah, who will rise up out of me, out of I. Of this it is written in Isaiah, Isaiah 4, verse 5, and over all the glory shall be a canopy. And over all the glory shall be a canopy. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari yishkona la betach. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari, surely my flesh yishkon will dwell la betach, in confidence, in confidence, in safety, dwells in safety even after Mot Mavet. Rav Yitzhak said, this verse proves that neither corruption nor worms had power over over David's flesh. For thou wilt not abandon my soul in the nether world. Psalm 16, verse 10. Ki lo ta'ezova nafshia lishol, for thou wilt not abandon nafshi, my psyche, she lishol, in the nether world, in sheol. In the grave his flesh will not dissolve like dust, neither will thou suffer thy merciful one to see to see the pit. Lo titen chasedeka lirota shachat. Neither will thou suffer the eye of chasedeka. Chasedeka, the eye chasid, chasedeka, the eye chesed, the eye merciful one. Lirot, to see, shachat, to see shacht, shacht, shait, shachat, to see the pit. A merciful man, a chasid, will not even get the smell of the gan, the gan hinna of the Gehenna. Will not even get the smell of Gehinnom, and this is a term where the garbage of Yerushalayim was thrown over into this garden that belonged to a man named Hinnom, and this becomes a word picture of what ones would call the hell or the fireplace where the rubbish will be burnt up. So a merciful man will not even get the smell of the Gen of Hinnom, Gehinnom called Gehenna. Another comment on, neither wilt thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titen chasedeka lirot ashachat. Another comment, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, calls Himself merciful, as chesed, mercy, loving kindness is one of His attributes. As it is said, for I am merciful, saith Yahuwah Jehovah in Jeremiah 3:12. How could David presume to call himself merciful, as when he says, keep my soul, for I am merciful, in Psalm 86:2. Rav Huna explained in the name of Rav Iskendri, Alexandri, a man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled is called merciful. A man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled and ridiculed is called merciful. And because David heard himself reviled and remained silent, he was right in calling himself merciful. Thou wilt show I, the path of life. Todi'aini orach chayim. Todi'aini, thou wilt make me to know. Thou makest I to know. Cause I to have the da'at, the knowledge, the gnosis. Todi'aini. Told I told me, Orach Chaim, the Orach, the path of Chaim, of life, of lives, of liberty, Orach Chaim. According, here, Psalm 16, verse 11, according to Rav Yudan, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the universe, Ribon Hashem Olamim, show me the path of life. Todaini Oracha Chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, desires thou life? Look as from a watchtower to fear, to reverence Yahuwah Jehovah. Since the reverence, the fear, the respect of Yahuwah of Jehovah prolongeth days, as it is written in Proverbs 10:26. According to Rav Azariah, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me the path of life. Todaini Orach HaChayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replied, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower for the meaning of affliction, as is written in Proverbs 6:23, since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. Since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. According to Rab, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eilohim, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied thus like this. Desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to Torah, to Jah's direction, instruction. Since she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that holdeth her fast, that holdeth her firm. Proverbs 3 and 18. According to Rav Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David, wouldest thou eat without working? Keep the commandments and thou wilt feast. For it is said in Proverbs 4 and 4, keep my commandments and live. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Soba semachot etapaneka. Soba, 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 soba. Semachot et paneka. In thy presence, thy face, thy perception, paneka is the fullness, is the soba, soba, soba of joy. Soba semachot, soba semachot, fullness of joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. Do not read soba, some say fullness, but sheba, seven. This verse, the verse, thus refers to the seven companies of righteous men whose faces shall shine like the sun, like the moon, and so on. As explained in the commentary on the song, in Jehovah have I taken refuge. Another comment, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Ne'imota miyaminika netzach. Ne'imota biyaminika netzach. In thy right hand, biyaminika, biyaminika, mineka. In thy right hand, bliss. Ne'imot, pleasantness. Ne'imot biyaminika netzach. For evermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. The companies of the righteous, the tzaddikim, will be arrayed in the form of the menorah, ha-menorah, the lampstand of ha-hekal of the temple, the tabernacle, which is described in Scripture as having two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof in Zechariah 4 and 3. Which of these companies is the most excellent and best loved? The one standing upon the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one alluded to as arrayed upon the right side of the bowl. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Ne'imota biyaminika netzach. Two Amoraim differed as to the kind of man standing at the right hand of Elohim. One maintained, they are men in whom is the strength of Torah, of John's direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, of which it is said, at His right hand was a fiery law, in Deuteronomy 33 and 2. The other maintained, they are scrupulous copyists and teachers of children who dwell in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He. For they are spoken of as they that dwell under His shadow in Hosea 14 and 8. Each of them says, I have set Yahuwah Jehovah always before us. Surely He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shaviti Yehovah le negadia tami kia mimi bale mota. Another comment, thou wilt show I, show me the path of life. Tod aini orach chayi. Rav Adin took this verse to refer to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, for whom, on New Year's Day, Elohim records his decree of life, a decree he seals on the Day of Atonement. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Do not read soba, fullness, but sheba, seven. That is, the seven requirements for the Feast of Tabernacles of HaSukkot, HaChag. Namely, the citron, the palm, the myrtle, the willow, the booth, the sacrifice, and the rejoicing. Another comment on Miktam of David, Miktam le David, Psalm 16, verse 1, the superscription. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stained with chatiyata mekutam am I. Stained with chatiyata fakari mekutam am I. A parable of a man who set out on a journey, but with two issars. Seeing an inn, he entered it and saw some people eating meat and others eating fish. He said, what shall I do? If I say, give me something to eat, the innkeeper may bring me a pair of pheasants, and I have only two issars. And so he said to the innkeeper, give me two issars worth of food. The innkeeper asked, what shall I give thee? And the man answered, hast thou not heard the common saying, dance my shillings worth for me? Just so, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have not enough merit to sit with the great, so let me, make me be with the lesser. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are in the bedchamber, and Moshe with Aharon and Aaron are in the banqueting hall. So let me, so make I, permit I be but at the threshold. As it is said in Psalm 84:11, I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai, Hailiyai, of my true good, true God. If I have not even enough merit to be allowed at the threshold, let me, may I remain in the courtyard. As it is said in Psalm 116, verses 18 to 19, let me pay my vows in the courts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's Bayit, of Jehovah's house. If I have not enough merit even to be allowed in the courtyard, make me not depart from the inn. As it is said, let me make I pay my vow in the midst of the eye, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem.
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. my flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Mizmor, Mizmor Tet Zain, Mizmor Tet Zain. Miktam Litawi. Shamrei Ni El. Ki Hasiti Vak. Amarita Layahua. Adonai Ata. Tovati Bal Aleka. Likdoshim Asher Baaret. Heima. We Adire Kola Hefibam. Yerubu Atsubotam Achir Maharu. Balasika Niskehem Amidam. Ubalesa Eta Shemotam Al Sifatai. Yahua Menata Chalkiya Wukosi. Ata Tomika Gorali. Chibalim Nafluli Banaimi. Afa Nachlat Shafra Alai. Ibarika Eti Yahua. Ashera Yatsani. Afle lota yisoruni kiliotai. Shuiti Yahua lnegadiatami. Ki memini bal emot. Lakin samachalivi. Wayagel kubodi. Af pisaria yishkona labedach. Ki lota zoba nafshi lishon. לא תיתן החסדקה לראות השחת. תודעייני אורח חיים, סובה שמחות את הפנקה. נעמות במינקה נצח.
for a day. Keep the devil away. Behold the heavenly truth. Yeah, 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 yeah. The works of his majesty I done proclaim. A chapter for a day, keep the vampire away. Behold the heavenly truth. Yeah, 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 yeah. Works of his majesty, so powerful, so heavenly. Struggle down in Harlem. Why? Behold the four corners of the earth. Lead us right there. Rise and fall. Shine every day. Shine every day now. Behold, 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 behold. Good and pleasant is the dwelling of man and man and man and man and man and man.
never rule in God, whoever stand firm and show our leaders of the world that we are kings of kings and lords of lords, conquering the lion and tribe of Judah. The elect of God, the earth, the rightful ruler. Majesty, highly God, the last year I give thanks and praise. Jah Rastafari.
Works of his majesty, I then proclaim. Chapter a day that's only ahead. Don't care what drive you on a bit.
Wayera, 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 Elayu Yehovah. De Elone Mamreya, where Hua Yosheb Patah Ha Ohel, Kehom Hayom, Waisa Ainau, Wai Yare, where Hine Shelosha Anashim needs Avim, Alayu, where Wai Yare, where Yar Rat. Lik ra tam mi patach ha ohel wa isha tahu arsa wa yomer adonai imna ma sati chain de ayanaika alna Ha ta ta ebor ta ebor me all me all me all me abdeka. First words of this Torah portion, this fourth Torah portion, just in going over just the basic of the Masoretic, the Hebrew, and comparing it with the English and the English translation. When we look at the English translation for this Torah portion, let's just look at King James quickly right here. In the King James Version, we begin off with Genesis chapter 18, where this Torah portion, Wayera, or and he appeared. Wayera, 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 and he appeared. Wayera, Elihu, Elihu Yehovah, and he appeared to him, he who be who he be. Wayera, Elihu Yehovah, and he appeared. Speaking of he who be who he be. So the verb comes first. He appeared. Wayera. Wa. Or where. Ye. Yer. A. Wayera. A. Wayera. A. Elihu. Yehovah. Be. Elone. Mamreya. And he who be who he be appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. Now remember the word. Eloni, Eloni. Remember that was the word we touched on, that where Hebrew, where Abram, Ha-Ibri, 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 Ha-Apri is mentioned. The Hebrew is mentioned as dwelling in the Elone Mamreya, in the plain of Mamre, but we look into the word. That word is actually a particular kind of a tree. And that word, a Elone, Elone, is linked with the ayil, which is that word for strength, for power, and also the root word, Hebraically speaking, for the power, the true power, that is to say, the true God, El Ha'el Elohim. So we have El, El, Ha'el, we have Elohai, Elohei, we have Elohim, from that root ayil. A-Y-L-E, A-Y-L-E, A-Y-L, A-Y-L. So he's dwelling, shakaning, to say shakan, not yashab. Here, he yashab. So make that note, brothers and sisters, when we look at this verse and we compare with the previous, the third Torah portion reading and feeding, chapter 14, 13, where Hebrew first appears. Abram ha-Ipri, Ipru, Ipri, right? Ha-Ibri. Ha-Ibri, the Hebrew, dwelling, shakan, the Hebrew word to say tabernacling, in the Elone Mamreya. Translation, in the plain of Mamre. But then over here, we have in the plains of Mamre, according to the KJV. Now, in the Chumash, the Synagogue Torah, see in the Masoret, the Masoretic here, Vayera'a Elau Yehovah de Elonei Mamreya. The translators here, more directly from the Hebrew, says, and the Lord appeared, Yehovah appeared to him by the terebinths. So they use the terebinths to refer to the oaks. Now remember that the root word Elon, from the root Ayil, and how that word relates to strength, strong one, mighty one, power, also to the oak tree and to the ram. Why the ram is, in this context especially, the ram is called the Ayil. So when we get the Ayil, is what we now contract to get El. I can say El Elyon, the most high power. El, Ayil, Eloni, Elohim. You see the connection in the word sound, just the word sound right there. So he dwelt literally in the Hebrew, according to Genesis 14 and 13, in the tree, right, in the Adbarzah, Malet Amarinya, in the Torah, according to the translation, called the tree the Adbarzah, but here in the Hebrew, in the oak tree. It says he dwelt, he shekan. Now, as we look at this Torah portion, we find that he is not shekaning. Let's read the fuller verse. So here we're at Genesis 18. Just some of the first words to expand on the first word sound and put into context. One thing I noticed, and you can notice in the translation, you'll see that each verse, the first three verses, first two verses, end like with a semicolon. This means that the idea continues. All right, so although in the first words we read the first sentence, to get the fuller full, we'll have to get to the third verse. Right? And so as we look at the third verse and compare one important concept here, and this is where we see the plains of Mamre. And when we go to chapter 14 and 13, the very same Hebrew expression is instead translated as he dwelt in the plain. Now the word dwelt, right, in the plain is shekan. The word right here where it says as he sat by the tent door in connection with the plains. So the very same expression in Hebrew in one place is plain of Mamre, and here is plains of Mamre. The Synagogue Torah, the Jewish, you say Synagogue Torah, which has the Hebrew and the English, instead of saying plains, they give ones and ones looking at the Hebrew a little more directly what the Hebrew says, but they use the word terebinths. Right, terebinths, which is another name for a type of an oak or a strong tree, because the root word elone from ayil means to be strong and refers to that the Hebrew word for what the English call, or Western Gentiles, God, right, which means power. So they take power out of the word by giving us God, but when we now look at El Elohim, we now return to the power. All right, so once again, Vayera'a Elau Yehovah de Elonei Mamreya, and Jah appeared to him in the oak, in the plains, in the terebinths. We're going to go with in the oak, or to say the tree of Mamre. Vayera'a Elau Yehovah de Elonei Mamreya, where Huwa Yosheb Patach Ha Ohel Kehom Hayom, as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Where who, right, in the shorter, more modern, where who, in the fuller, where Huwa, and he, Yosheb, and he sat, Yosheb, not Shekhan here, and he sat. Wehu Yosheb, Wehua Yosheb, Patach Ha Ohel. He sat at the Patach, the Patach, at the door, Ha Ohel, of the tent. The door, the tent. Patach Ha Ohel, Kehom Hayom. kehom in the hom, chama, cham, chama in the heat, the hot part, kehom hayom. In the kehom hayom, in the hot part or the heat of the day. Now, in the KJV, you see the semicolon. We also have this in the Hebrew. Now, in the text, of course, the diacritical, it stops it, but the idea is continuing. So the continual idea. So to the next verse, and he lifted up his eyes and looked. Why yisa, nesa, yisa, nesa, tenesa, nesa, yisa, why yisa, I know, lifting up his eyes. Why yara, and he beheld, and he looked. Where hine, and lo, look. Where hine, and look. In the whole look, sight. Shalosha anashim, three men. Shalosha anashim, three men, nitzavim, stood. Alayu, over against, like almost like opposite. Alayu. Vayare. And when he saw, in other words, when he saw them, but the context in the Hebrew is, and when he saw, why yarat, and he ran, likratam, and he ran to meet them. Actually, literally it says, and he saw, and he ran, likratam, to meet them. And he saw, and he ran to meet them. Mi patach, from the door. Mi patach, ha-ohel, from the door of the tent. Why ishtachu, this is interesting right here. Vayishtachu aretza. So the translator says, and he ran to meet them from the tent door, me from patach ha'ohel, from the tent door, and he bowed down to the earth. Really what it's saying right here, it's saying not just that he bowed down, this is the same word, the word to bow down, which means to worship. So it says, and he bowed himself toward the ground. But studying the construct there is very interesting. You know, it almost like, it implied in the Hebrew, it's, and he worshipped them, basically, and he worshipped them. Vayishtachu arza, in a sense, so like he worshipped them, the ground. He worshipped them to the ground. The idea is that he bowed to the ground. But remember, this is the same word, shatach. Right, yishtachu, vayishtachu, and he worshipped them, aritzah, to the ground, and said, this is verse 3 now, vayomer, and he said, vayomer, Adonai, and he said, my Lord, he said, Adonai, imna, if now, imna, like to say, if now, imna, like ma na im na, if now ma tsaati chen. If now I have found ma tsaati, if I have found chen, ma tsaati chen. If I found chen, to say like hana, we say hana chen. If I found chen. Right, meets a t chain ke aneka. Here's what's interesting. When he says Adonai, right, Adonai, he's saying he's calling all the three men Adonai, but he's speaking to all the three men as one singular individual. When he says right here, he says Adonai imna. Matzati chen ke aneka, in your eye, your singular eye, in your singular eye, right, to say, or in the eyes of you one. So remember, the word, the text says, it says, Shalosha Anashim. So something Avram knew and understood about these three men, right? We say, Salase, Shalosha, Ba'Avraham Beit. But it goes on, he says, if now I have found favor, to say grace, in thy sight, Imna Matati Chain, Ke Anaika, Al Na, pass not, right? He says, pass not, or like I pray you, Al Na Ta'ibor, Ta'ibor, Ta'ibor is to pass, like Mount Tabor with the transfiguration, Abra, Hebrew, where he says right here, he says, Al Na Ta'ibor, pass not away. In other words, don't keep moving, don't keep crossing over and go over to the other side from here. Don't leave. In other words, he said, cross over. Cross not over to say, oh, keep on going. I pray thee, right, me'al abdika, from thy servant. Now, even the word servant, abdika, right, abdika, right? He's, once again, the Kadir says he's speaking to one. He's speaking to all of them, these three, as though they are one, as one, and which is very, suffice it to say, it's, I think it's strange in any language, but especially here. So there's something about the revelation of HaShilush HaKadosh, the Holy Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, that is revealed right here in this Torah portion that, quite interestingly enough, is named Vayera'a, and he revealed Vayera'a Eleu, right, to him, Eleu, Yehovah, and he revealed to him Yehovah. He revealed to him He who be. Be Elone Mamreya Wehua, right? Wehu, right? And he, right? Yosheb sat Patach Ha Ohel in the door, the opening, the Patach Ha Ohel of the tent, Kehom Ha Yom, in the heat of the day. Just a brief meditation on first words of this Torah portion, putting into context the first three verses, Genesis chapter 18, verses 1, 2, 3. And Jah appeared to him, Vayera'a Elau Yehovah, and Jah appeared to Abraham. Amen, 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 amen.
Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dintzu, kabur l'haylu. Glory to the Word, glory be to the Word. Glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dintzu, kabur l'haylu. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to our Father and our King. Kabur l'abuna, l'ngusna, l'kadamawi, chay l'salasi. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be'shem Yeshua, ha-Moshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be'getachna, be'medchanatachin. Be Jesus Christus sin. Amen.
I don't know African star, and I want to send a physical creation out to all Huggins gang, all Washington Garden crew, Standpipe Massive, Father Star, alongside the African star crew, go on, big up my like Robbie. No, you like you, Eugene, you don't know you're cool, still not watching nothing, and every time. In the meantime, about no way inside the vine, star crew, outside the one garlic silk, alongside one Capitan, you like Harry Joe, you like Jerry Chuck, not watching nothing.
And it's the greatest dance there that we praise. And I said, just shall rise and all his enemies shall scatter, and they shall be like footstone, just shall trample them from now and forevermore. It's lust, yeah, just rest the power and
hard way draw, keep it to a garlic
fill. Where's the still? Perfect love, my brother. Yay! Rastafari, highly selected the first who lives and rules and reign over all living things. Now his disciples ask him, Father Jah, what shall be the sign of thy coming? And Jah answered and said, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Jah! Rest for I am the last of the first, the only God, and there's no God beside him. Oh, well, now, oh, yes, Rastafari. Prophet, we love you from the heart, now, well. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall tell you. Jah, the highest. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall. Every knee shall. Every
DJ. So when we say boy, if you dismark us, then you must fight the dust and equal rights and justice. That's what it taught us. And if you dismark us, boy, you're going to die. Empire to us, this Emmanuel, gone down the hill. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall tell them. Say no for them, I walk with them evil soul. He not corruption for them all the call. I am low places with every kidney swell. True vanity, all them sold them and sell. Man a son, Booker, man no man a son, Jezebel. The earth is the fullness where everything dwell. The guy you find ever, the guy you find hell. So when you see the Reuben, please not find bell. I said, Maracara, oh, I'm wife, it is Reuben. Then you must buy the dust and equal rights and justice that. Oh, I'm wife, it is Selassie. The soul is going to die. Emperor Selassie, I am going to die. Love
Rastafari. Even if we call Celeste's name, it's the same what they want us to do. Don't they know this is nothing new? Why won't they do what they want? Let me do my thing, and you'll be thankful. The lights of both are still shining, shining. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. Say all manner of evil against you falsely.
So we look in ourselves and we see who we are. Take a little look and look back from the star. Watch out, the then them not stop from war. Atomic energy and increase with the world. Them a fly go over Jupiter, fly go over Mars. Oh, them a fly, them still can't touch the star. Be the eagle and the dragon, three of them a pearl. So me know say I say I am not a pearl. Rule all nation and conquer all world. This is African, y'all.
Father and son. Father and son. Father and son. Father and son.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
His name is Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, second coming, yes, positively, then, now, eternally.
Rasta is God, yes we must know, this world is dead, I and I grow. gum, I hold it for rain. No, not that far. We shall be forever united in Trinity. Wrath will come, the Pope will pay, and all his queen will be blasting away. By the power of the Trinity.
Silence covered the sky.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes!
Chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, She is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, Behold, thou art but a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, She is my sister? And she, even she herself, said, He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet.
he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham, and said unto him, What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What sawest thou, that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, Because I thought, Surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, This is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, He is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, Behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee. And unto Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee and with all other. Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, Shavua Tov, a good Shavua, good strong to come. Just me, it noted the daylight savings time. Due to daylight savings time, you know, becomes the fullness right here. Because the clock, they say, go back, you know, they start to change times and laws. But here, 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 due to that, you know, we have a shorter podcast right here, but to pick up on some of the themes, Chavarim, just link forward, forward, forward. Pray for one another. Have a good Shabuah. Love one another in Yeshua's name. Glory be to King Amar HaTzalasi. Meskan. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Good strong.